welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I'm your host, Nina Gibson. And here we are, episode 21. I'm so excited to be here with you today. We are in the throes of Q4, and I need you to sit down because I'm going to talk today about planning for Q1. And I promise, it's going to be quick, down and dirty, three actionable tips that are going to help you better prepare for Q1 and your SEO. And you can take these tips and apply them to all of your round planning. It's not just specific to Q1. But because we're in Q4, the new year is on the horizon, I wanted to talk about things that you can start doing now to make Q1 a little less painful when it comes to what do I do with my online marketing? What do I do with SEO? But before we get started, I just wanted to give a little quick PSA to preventative care. I had my first mammogram yesterday because I turned 40 this year. Just wanted to give a little shout out to everybody listening to make sure to take care of yourselves. Don't put your body second, only bodies that we have. And I had all of these, like, this anticipation of how horrific the mammogram was going to be because I'd heard so many, like, horror stories about your breast being squished and all of these things. And I was like, oh, 5 minutes of your life that really, really are minimally uncomfortable. So that is my PSA. It's probably the only time I'm going to say it, but please take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves. Okay. So, first things first, when you're thinking about planning ahead for the next quarter, is to do a look back. So a lot of people in the product-based business space or makers do this for Q4, but I like to do it for every single quarter because it gives you a really good idea of what did work, what didn't work, where there are opportunities, identify any patterns. So take a look at January through March of last year, or January of March this year, 2022, and see what kind of content did really well. Which blog posts drove a lot of traffic? Which blog posts had a lot of email signups? Which traffic seemed to have a lot of time on page, meaning people stuck around and they went further, you know, into your site and checked things out? Those are the types of things that you want to look at. It's also really helpful to take a look at Google Search Console and get an idea of what kind of keywords were driving traffic to your site during that time period. So not only what keywords were getting clicks, but which keywords were getting impressions, right? So there might be opportunity that you're not tapping into that you see in Google Search Console. For example, there might be keywords that are getting a lot of impressions, but not a lot of clicks. What can you do to help people click over? Can you rewrite that meta description to make it a little bit more enticing? If you are a product-based business, can you add in some sort of value add, value proposition like free shipping or a BOGO deal or whatever might be applicable? Those are the types of things that you want to look at. It's really helpful, I think, to put them in a spreadsheet or a Google Sheet and just keep track. So after you've done that, after you've taken a look at what worked, what didn't, identified patterns, I like to look at keyword trends, okay? So if you're thinking about what you want to write about in Q1, keywords can give you a really good idea of what kind of topics are more popular depending on the time of year. And you can go to google.com/trends. And keep in mind, not every single keyword is tracked via this tool. If you're going after longer tail terms, keywords that are lower in competition but lower in search volume, those probably won't be in here. Go after the broader term just to get an idea. So for example, if you're doing a blog post on like planning a bohemian beach wedding in the summer, right? That's probably not going to be tracked in Google Trends, but maybe you want to look at the broader term wedding planning. And if you pop wedding planning into Google Trends, you know, if you pull out the data for the past 5 years, that right after Christmas, and anybody who's in the wedding industry knows this, right after Christmas, there is a peak for the term wedding planning, meaning lots of people got engaged over the holiday and now the holidays are over. They have some time and they're looking up wedding planning. That's really, really helpful to know. So if you're in that space or you have a service, like you're a photographer or you are an event-based space or you offer your bridal gowns, whatever, this is really, really helpful to know, right? You know that people who are interested in wedding planning, those searches are going to peak right after the holidays. So for Q1, you can still capitalize on that, right? Because it's going to carry over into early January. So if that were me, I would start thinking about what content do I have on the website, on my website that meets that search need, or what can I create? So that's how you can use keyword trends to just get an idea of, should I publish this piece of content now or should I publish it a little bit later down the line, et cetera. It can just give you a really good idea of where people are at in terms of the specific searches that are relevant to your business. And then the last tip, I told you this was going to be down and dirty. It's actually three things, but we're going to call it one. It's the three R's: repurpose, refresh, republish. So you've done your Q1 look back. You've looked at some of the keyword trends related to topics that you want to write about or that you've already written about. Instead of like driving yourself crazy trying to create brand new content, we're going to do the three R's first. Identify what worked and what didn't, right, from your Q1 look back and be like, what can I optimize that can do better? So for example, let's say you have a blog post and you saw in your Q1 look back, and it's not driving a ton of traffic, but it's super, super relevant to your business. And it's something that needs to be on your website. It's super helpful content. It's just maybe not doing so well in terms of organic. What can you do to improve that content? Can you add more? Can you actually like increase the length of it? Can you make it easier to read? Can you tweak the title a little bit? Can you fine-tune the keyword that you're targeting in that specific piece of content? Can you link out to other pages on your website so Google has a better understanding of your website structure? All of these different things you can refresh depending on your space. Maybe there are new statistics or data to include. All of those types of things you want to take a look at because you can refresh that content, right? You can refresh it and then you can republish it. So it starts gaining traction. And by the time Q1 rolls around, Google has re-indexed it, and hopefully it starts gaining more momentum based on the changes that you made. And from the repurposing front, maybe you have a piece of content that completely, like, it's not even ranking at all, right? Maybe it's time to think, okay, this is a blog post. Maybe this should be a YouTube video. Okay, this was a YouTube video. It's not doing anything. Maybe I can make a podcast episode about it, or I turn it into a case study, a white paper, etc. If you have content that didn't work at all in Q1 that fell really, really flat, think about how you can repurpose it, especially if it was based on keywords that your target audience are looking for. You know that people are searching for this topic. It's just the content kind of, it just didn't hit. How can you repurpose that? What can you do differently? Can it be a different kind of, you know, piece of content that might resonate better? Or even break it down into micro content. Like, can I turn this into a reel or a TikTok? Could these be multiple different carousel posts? I know, you know, video is the thing, but my carousel posts still do pretty well on Instagram, and I think a lot of people can say the same. So that's the kind of stuff that you can think about, repurposing what didn't work into a different format that might hit a little bit better, refreshing the content that you already have based on knowing that it worked last year, refreshing the content that you already have with new data, expanded content, new images, maybe you have a video to support it, whatever that might be, and then republish. Republish it as soon as you finished updating it so it can start getting traction leading up to the new year in Q1. So I promised you very quick three actionable things that you can do in an hour or less, depending on how big your site is, to get an idea of, okay, what should I be doing in preparation for Q1 and my SEO? And then the beautiful thing is come Q1, like halfway through Q1, you know, you can start thinking about looking back at Q2 from 2022 and what you can do for Q2 2023. You know, what worked? What didn't work? What are the keyword trends? What's up and coming? And once you start getting into a rhythm, you know, you're like a quarter ahead and you have a really good idea. You can use this help lay down the foundation for your overall SEO and content marketing strategy. So that is everything. Jam-packed. 10 minutes or less, people. I love it. So I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful day. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.